This is the Don and Mike Show.
Morris, it's Bill Buchanan. We're on the line with Jack Bauer. Where are you?
I'm on my way to the hospital.
You need to come back to CTU immediately.
I can't do that.
Morris, this is Jack. Listen to me. There is nothing wrong with your brother. It's a setup.
The engineer McCarthy's looking for. It's you.
Me?
It was your photo McCarthy was sending to Fayed. Morris, you need to turn the car around now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer.
What up?
Enthusiastic and reverent, Don and Mike.
All right.
You're a goddamn genius.
Thank you. Well, on the phone now. There you go from 24. James Morrison, who plays the role of Bill Buchanan. Hey, hello. Can we call you Jim or James? What do you like?
Yeah, whatever you want to call me. Who's this?
This is Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, how you doing, Mike?
How are you, James? Thanks for coming on the show, and we're delighted to have you.
Thanks very much. I'm happy to be with you.
Well, we've been slurping 24 ever since it first came on.
Absolutely.
And now that you're a part of it, before we talk about your role on the show and what you think of this season and everything else, may I ask you about when you were working in a circus and you had a problem with Mexican dwarfs?
Yeah, you can ask me about that. I can probably tell you more about that than I can tell you about the 24.
Let's talk about when you worked in the circus.
You know, I will say when you see the role of Bill Buchanan, James Morrison on TV, I just don't picture you. A, in a circus, and B, being chased by Mexican dwarves.
Right. I know. It was a horrifying experience. I actually joined the circus as a...
You just I'm don't sorry. Hear, you don't hear that, James. You
actually,
don't hear
you're right that.
I think Mickey Rooney and I, but it's the only thing we have in common, actually. I joined the circus because, I don't know, I dreamt of Cirque du Soleil, you know, that kind of magical mystery, mysterious place, and it doesn't exist, by the way.
Oh, my gosh, especially in Mexico. I mean,
this was actually, we toured the South, and all of the performers except me were Mexican. And they were the trapeze artists and the clowns and so it was a pretty wild experience. It was a mud show, they call them, and
a mud show.
Yeah, the big tent.
Okay.
The big tent and the 50 elephants or whatever, and I ended up hurting myself pretty badly. I took a fall on the ring curb so I spent the last, I don't know, month and a half in the circus scaring the kids more than anything.
What was your role in the circus?
I was a clown.
You were a clown.
I was a clown, and a wire walker.
So how do you go, for goodness sakes, how do you go from being a clown and a wire walker to being on 24? And I know that your resume, which they sent along, has a lot of stuff like that you're involved in the production of films and Sundance and a bunch of very nice stuff that looks great on a resume, but to cut right to it, how do you go from midgets in a circus to being on 24?
I think it's a logical progression. I don't know. I don't know why you're so surprised.
Are you at all surprised by the notoriety that you have to be getting from people, even though you've only been on 24, you know, for a relatively short amount of time? People got to come up to you all the time, right, and go, hey, you're the CTU guy.
Yeah, either that or they just look at me askance when I'm eating dinner with my family. And you know.
That's got to be a drag. Would you prefer, when you're out and about and you're eating with your family, would you prefer people just to say, hey, I love your work and come up to you, as opposed to the strange stares that I'm sure you get?
I actually appreciate the fact that we're doing something that people talk about the next day. And if they feel compelled to say hello and... You know, we dig the show, then that's, I mean, I take pride in my work, so that's, you know, that's one of the perks.
So, how's Chloe? I mean,
Chloe is great.
You gotta be sick of people coming up to you and asking you questions.
How's
like,
Chloe?
I only said it like that because you gotta be sick of people going like, hey, what's Jack Bauer really like? Yeah. Hey, what's President Palmer like?
I'm sure they do that to them. Mary Lynn Reska, who plays Chloe, the other day was in New York, and she said, people come up to her and said, hey, can you make that face for us? That's got to be, you know, mad.
You know, one of the things you hear about 24 is you hear that it does, that one of the reasons for the success of the show is that it does kind of hit close to home with everything that we've been through in this country. When you're involved in the production of the show, I wonder if you ever get that sense yourself. Does it ever kind of weird you out that you're producing these scenarios that are fiction, however, they're just dangerously close to reality?
Well, I think, I actually was having that conversation online today with a friend of mine, and he sent me something that someone had blogged about the show. It was some political slant or something. The left and the right wing are both sort of up in arms about the show and how it's, they're trying to, it's wild because it's a fantasy, and yet I think any show that touches on the human condition in a way that's never been done before, in an iconoclastic way, or in a sensationalistic way, I think that's what art is. So, I mean, that's hopefully what you do as an artist.
But
don't blur the line,
James, don't you think though that on some extent, I think what you're talking about, Mike, is the same thing that we all feel when you watch that. It's like,
well, you see that mushroom cloud
on the show 24, and more specifically when they use the coverage like of Fox News or the fake CNN, where we've become so used to it in our society that it's on TV with a thing on the bottom, nuclear cloud over Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, oh yeah, that's just background, the Fox News alert. Just like if the stock market was down 200 points today,
mm-hmm.
It almost becomes blasé-ish. And I wonder if that ever really happened. Are we seeing the way that our media would cover it?
I think what we're doing probably when we look at this is go, wow, I'm glad that's not happening.
Yeah, I know I feel that way.
I think I know people who don't watch the news because it makes them feel too uncomfortable. And at the same time, I'm sure there are people who don't watch 24 for the same reason. But I don't know. I think anytime you can hit a nerve like that with what you're doing as an artist, you're doing the right thing.
I guess you're right. The thing that when I'm watching 24, you mentioned that both sides politically are up in arms. I'm not sure I understand why, because it seems to me that you really are this year. You're more political, I think, than you've ever been this year, and you've given both sides equal time, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, I think it's like we're like a threshing machine this show this year. It just sort of goes down the field, and it doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, you're going to get mowed over.
You ever wonder if you're going to get to work one week and just open up the script and see that this is the week that, you pull an Edgar?
No, is that what they call it now?
Yeah, pulling an Edgar.
Pulling an Edgar, yeah. I read the newspaper every day to see who pulled an Edgar. No, I used to feel that way when I was new to the show. I would go in and say to Nick, my friend, the wardrobe guy, did you read the episode? Am I still in it? And because I knew he would soften the blow. But now, I'm a little bit closer to the creative team, and they're a little bit more forthcoming. So, but at the same time, they could surprise me with an Edgar move.
Yeah, I suppose on a show like that, that's part of the attraction that you really, outside of Kiefer, you really don't know
because
what's going to happen from week to week.
Isn't part of it really the more that you become known to the audience and the more that the audience seems to grasp onto you, the more that the way TV is now, it's like, okay, as soon as they like you, we're going to take him away because that's what we need.
They used to joke about that too, that the guys upstairs, the producers and stuff. I think that because they take it so lightly, because they're thinking of us as pawns in the story, which they ought to. I mean, that's their job, but they don't understand that after a while, those jokes, pretty soon you have to say, hey, that's not funny anymore.
when you look at a show like The Sopranos and how long it takes to produce the episodes of that show, and then you see how much actually goes on the show 24, and you guys seem to turn them around relatively quickly, that must make for some long work days, I would
imagine. Yeah, not all that long, not as long as some, because these guys have been working together so long. I think at this point there's like 95% of the same crew that started.
Wow.
So they're a pretty good team. They work pretty efficiently, and we don't work much past 12 hours.
Hey, dude, there's something that, and again, it's wrong to give me this material because I read it,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll ask him about it. In something they sent along, it says, yoga has helped you, meaning you, Jim.
Yeah.
You prepare for your scenes by meditating, and your mantra is, I simply accept that I am Bill Buchanan. Now, please tell me that is not true.
Hey, man, he's an actor.
That's a joke, right?
Oh, okay, well, I'm sorry. They should put in this little junk thing for DJs where the jokes are.
You know, I'm going to ask a question because I'm such a fan of the show. This is going to sound jive, but I really have a legitimate question here. What do you like best about the character of Bill Buchanan? As a person, what do you like best about Bill Buchanan?
This is a serious question.
This is a serious question.
Are you going to make him talk about Bill Buchanan like Bill Buchanan's a real guy?
I am a stalker of the show. I'm a stalker fan.
You didn't even really let me answer the yoga question. But
okay,
now,
go ahead.
Okay. Answer the yoga question first. Go ahead.
No, I'll do the Bill question first.
I'm really, if it wasn't a joke, do you really have like a home where you go, I am Bill Buchanan?
No, I mean, even if I didn't do yoga, that's what I would think as an actor. I mean, I think you have to just accept that you're that character. Therefore, then the audience will accept it too. That's my belief. But that being said, because I don't really know that much about acting after all. What was the question? What do I like most about Bill Buchanan?
Yeah, what do you like most about your character?
I think what I appreciate most about how he's evolved in this 24 soup, you know, as he's just an ingredient in this soup.
Right.
Is that he's just he surrounds himself with these quirky, really brilliant people and lets them do their job in a really fair and compassionate way. I think that's a pretty amazing quality for a boss to have. And if more bosses were watching 24 and they decided to manage that way, what a great world this would be, huh?
I like that answer.
Yeah.
I like that answer.
You really do teach yoga in real life, don't you, really?
Yeah, I do.
You really do?
I do, yeah.
Now, how do you meditate without just either, like, getting Mambo number 5 caught in your head or falling asleep? How do you meditate? And as a man, how do you possibly get your leg behind your neck in
yoga?
I'll tell you,
I'll answer the second question first.
Okay.
If you're, like, I'm 52 years old, so there is no reason for a 52-year-old man to put their head, their ankle behind their head.
All right, so you don't do that when you do yoga.
I don't do that myself. Right. I have done that, and I can benefit from doing other things besides that in my physical practice. But as far as the meditation goes, I'll give you a real easy overview of what I believe meditation is. If you're doing something that brings you joy or enlightenment or opens up your eyes and helps you ask questions that mean something regardless of the answer, you don't have to be sitting still with your eyes closed chanting Om to do that.
Okay, so you can do it a lot of different ways.
Yeah, so if you're having a conversation, say you and I having this conversation, is a form of meditation.
You know what? For being a guy who plays Bill Buchanan very uptight, very type A, CTU guy.
Yeah.
The real James Morrison's kind of a
laid-back guy.
Laid-back love freak, aren't you?
But I think when you really get to know Bill, I think you'll find that's the same. The same holds true for Bill.
The same cat.
You think when Bill gets home and he's there with Karen Hayes that they light up some incest and he puts her in
incense, not incest.
I think they put on flowing gowns and dance around the living room. Sure, what you know?
Do you think that they live in a house made out of recycled tires?
Yeah, you bet.
A clown. Well, you
not airy fairy, you know, but new age.
Very good.
Yeah.
Gotcha. How long would you go with this ride on 24 if you're included next year? Will you continue the role or?
Oh yeah, because you guys watch the show, you enjoy the show, you're fans of the show. I could say, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, yes. I would guess that the thing you like the most about the show is that you watch this effort that everybody's putting forth, even if you don't, you know, even if it's far-fetched and fantastical and sometimes implausible, there's a combination of it's the love of the work that you see. That's what draws you back.
Well, you know what it is? First of all, we've said since day one you have to suspend disbelief. And second, really what it is like an old-time serial where every week you're waiting.
Like the old cliffhanger.
That would be the only complaint is that, like, on last night's episode, I said to my girlfriend at one point, I said, oh, you don't make this a sweet episode. Boy, if Jack just kills his brother. Now, later in the episode, you know, the father
kills the brother, right?
Kills the brother. And she says to me, "Are you happy?" And I said,
Are you happy?
And I said, "No, because I like it when it comes at like a surprise, when it's like
when it comes at you a little faster."
Yeah, that's what is great about the show. So when is the next one of those great surprise moments coming, Jim?
Well, I don't know. You know, because I watched last night's episode, too, and that you're right. That death was like pulling off a big scab. It was a long, laborious sort of death. I mean, but that, you know, it's a pretty dysfunctional family, so you're not going to...
Yeah. It is.
No, it truly is.
You're a good man and a good guy. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh,
and
you guys too. I had fun.
And real continued success to you on 24.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your support.
Thank nice you, James. Thanks for coming on the show.
Bye bye.
James Morrison.
Absolutely. You nailed it. You nailed it with the go back and light the incense and go back. You read the bio of the guy, and that's what he's all about. But a very interesting guy to talk to.
All right. So
now with that said,
yes. Yeah. Here's the thing about 24. Mm-hmm. I am about ready to jump off. I told Mike before the show today, because part of it is I am really getting burned out on Jack just screaming at people.
Right.
I know I was kidding with that guy on the phone, the actor guy, but I do need that payoff. I mean,
well, the guy that plays the father is a fabulous actor. I've seen him in other things. He does a great job. In this particular role, he's leaving me cold.
I agree.
And I think he's leaving a lot of people cold and really... You know what I think the reason is that you wanted to see Jack do it because the father did it, and it was kind of, you kind of saw it coming, but it was just I don't know that you're right. You want to be surprised a little bit more, and we have been in the past, and I hope that we get a little bit more of that. I might hang in there for a couple more episodes.
I thought we were going to find out what's going on between Jack Bauer and that chick that's his brother's wife.
The only thing you got was this is not about you and me.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's it.
And I was even thinking, didn't somebody call the show and speculate that kid might be Jack Bauer's kid?
The blonde boy.
Exactly. Yeah, the exactly. Kid. But it just, it lacked, you know, the father, the guy that's playing the role of the father, Babe, Pig in the City, you know, you got that one look on his face the whole time.
Yeah.
No emotion. And so anyway, I don't know. I don't get it.
We get done watching it, and Janet says, are we through with 24? I said, oh, no. No. She said, I thought you were going to give up on it. I said, well, you know what? Here's the thing. I'll give him a couple more weeks to kill off somebody that I really like.
Right.
And that's how I watch 24 now.
You want to be shocked. You want to be surprised. That's really what they're all about on that show.
And don't make it the British guy, okay? I won't be happy surprised if it's Morris, the British guy.
Morris is not a significant enough character.
And even though he was just fantastic on the show, you know, Bill Buchanan would be like the perfect example.
Yeah.
Nothing better, and I would hate to say this to his face, nothing better like at the end of an episode if he's just walking down the hall and some guy like is... one of those darts, and it was just.
I think he's safely ensconced in CTU.
I think so.
He never leaves the building.
Or then,
I don't think he even goes to the bathroom.
Well, that's not safe.
How about someone kills Chad Lowe then?
Well, Chad Lowe's been there. Chad Lowe's a perfect example of that. Yeah. You know, Chad Lowe gets an attack of conscience, and then the advisor to the president, snuffs his life out. Mm-hmm. See, the problem is though, they think that father murdering. The brother of Jack is a very big shocker, and it's just not at the same level.
How many people
except
watch?
I am going to be glad not to have to look at him anymore.
Who, the brother?
The brother. Yeah. Bye-bye, good riddance, midget man.
Brothers. We're so much alike.
Yeah.
We're so much alike.
You have to admit, though, it was a good torture scene, the way they made him sweat all over his head.
Yeah, I know.
It was pretty good.
It was a good torture scene, but then...
4CC.
You know how you're supposed to suspend the disbelief, but it was so hard for me. It's an awfully long way to go. Yeah, bringing them out to the tar pits or whatever where they're going to shoot both the father and the son and then count on Jack killing the two bodyguards. I don't get it.
Right there. Yeah. And I said to Janet when they went to break, I said, you know what? See, what I wanted was, I wanted Jack and the Babe in the City guy to actually get on their knees and started to be like a cliffhanger. I wanted them to start having a cement bath.
Yes.
I wanted to see the cement truck to pour cement.
You're right, because they could have, they could have shot them, and then they just cling to life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's a little tough with a bullet in the head.
Well, they could
unless
have shot...
those are really bad marksmen, you know. They grazed me in the shoulder, Dad.
They could have shot James Cromwell in his comically oversized nose.
He does.
Thank you, Wayne.
Wayne Newton, ladies and gentlemen.
Wayne Spiewak, everybody. Anyway, I'm sticking with 24 for at least a couple more weeks. How about you, Kat?
I'm sticking with 24 because I think that guy we just interviewed was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang in there because of him.
2 hours next week.
If he had been a hump, you know, it would have been great because we could have bailed out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 hours next week?
Oh, yes, 2 hours.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
And how come Jack don't sweat?
He's Jack.
I know, but I mean, he was rubbing up against his brother who had the sweat machine going,
Jack,
and
he was
just as dry as Gladys Kravitz.
If you had been injected with the 7 cc's of the pentothal, you'd be perspiring too. But I'm not, because I'm over here injecting you with it.
And, you know, again, you suspend disbelief, but how about our Titus Tupperware security where the dad just walks around and then walks into the room and says, "Hey, give me a minute with my son.
No I need problem. To kill him."
Yeah. Pulls out the syringe. And then just lays down the syringe, doesn't even try to hide it.
Right. Now, see, what you're doing, though, is you're going against your own
I know.
Your own philosophy.
I know.
I think that syringe thing is going to come back, though, because they were so obvious in him just setting
it
down.
Yeah, but it's still, the fact that they left the room killed me.
Do you think?
I didn't understand that.
5 minutes.
Do you still think that, that's Jack's illegitimate son?
Oh, we were talking about that.
The blonde kid, I think it is. And they keep sort of laying groundwork for that.
I think that you're going to find out that the brother is actually his illegitimate son, too.
Really?
Yeah. He's actually 16.
Hence the
incest. But he's dead now, so it doesn't matter.
The brother. The end for the brother would have been the best end. Was it last week when he had the bag over his head?
Yes.
Yeah, that was great when he was really struggling for air.
Now, that's what I want from 24. Mm-hmm. Give me some of that, baby.
How about just, you know what they need? Maybe just a little more gore.
Don't give me Rod Tidwell's wife in the hospital with, you know, Ahmed going, "Oh, I love you so much."
I know.
With my big manicured barbershop. Or what was the female version of barbershop? Oh, beauty shop.
Beauty shop with
beauty
the
shop.
Lovely Queen Latifah.
Mm, baby, that is all over HBO right now.
And the Clueless Girl.
Isn't that right, girlfriend?
What up?
Baby.
Who is the Clueless Girl? Her name escapes me right now.
Alicia Silverstone.
Alicia Silverstone.
Alicia Silverstone.
Alicia?
Alicia, who the first time I saw that movie on HBO, I thought it was Jamie Presley, the chick from My Name is Earl.
Right.
But no, it is Alicia Silverstone.
And, of course, let's not forget that fabulous performance by Kevin Bacon in Beauty Shop.
Wow.
Yes, you've stumbled upon something now. Yes, I have watched it.
Yeah.
I have watched it in its entirety. I'm an idiot.
You know, I watched on HBO the other day because it was in high def.
What?
Star Wars.
Star Wars has been all over the
and
high def.
And I hadn't seen the first Star Wars in high def. And talk about looking a lot of those scenes like crap. There's one scene where Harrison Ford is talking to Jar Jar Binks, and he's looking 180 degrees the wrong way. I mean, he's like looking out of the back of his head towards another part of the room.
Right.
Like, Jar Jar, or not Jar Jar, but who's
Chewbacca?
Who's the fat guy?
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba. That was it, you know. Jabba. I can't tell you what to do. And I'm looking at it going like, Jabba should be saying to him, "Look me in the eye. Look me in my big, fat, sloppy eye."
The special effects don't hold up necessarily. They really, really, really don't.
And Chewbacca. That is sad, because that's just a guy in a monkey suit. Yeah.
But back in the day.
I know, back in the day.
It was a pretty special show.
And then I watched the bar scene in high def, and you realize that they're just like guys in bad, like, Tournament of Roses parade costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Really? They're not even CGI guys. They're just like real actors with crab heads on.
And lots of robes.
Yeah, you know, those little obscure little high-definition channels, it's a very small amount of movies that we see.
We got to hit this mic so we can do something more excellent when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.